Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyar, America's most popular, self-proclaimed, right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Right up the street from the BEL cabin, we have the students at Boulder High School wanting to rename the place to Barack Obama High. Of course, that's in the People's Republic of Boulder. And what a story. We'll tell you this headline on the Drudge Report brings to memory the story of Christian pro-lifers going to Boulder High School to share the gospel and the truth about the unborn with the students. So we'll get that story to you, perhaps not today, but soon. Maryland is the latest state. We told you a couple weeks ago, North Dakota introduced a personhood bill. Mississippi has approved wording to begin a signature drive for a personhood amendment down in Mississippi. Now, Maryland, just 2 days ago, has introduced a personhood amendment. It's a thrill. There is a phenomenon, a momentum, a wildfire that is ignited across this country, and it's personhood. It's a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. This is a vision for victory from the Judeo-Christian biblical perspective that our rights come from God. And so that is so very exciting what's happening in Maryland. That's thanks to their representative there, Don Dwyer, who attended a talk by Brian Rohrbaugh in Washington, D.C. just a few weeks ago. And what excitement going on back east in Maryland. Also, I want to let you know the telethon. Thank you, guys. So far, we're at 55% of our goal of $20,000. That's $11,100 so far. Please, if you can, please help us. 1-800-8-ENYART. 1-800-836-9278. We've said with a gift of $50, you could ask for any two Bible study albums. Well, one of our albums, it's brand new. It's called Hermeneutics, Tools for Studying the Bible. And this is from a seminar I did just a couple weeks ago in Indianapolis. And you could get that and another Bible study album. So if you're interested, remember our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Well, talk about excitement. I'm holding here in my hand a personhood amendment. This is a bill entitled the Maryland Personhood Amendment. And on the phone, we have Delegate Don Dwyer, who introduced this bill. Don, welcome to Bob and Your Live.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob. It's a pleasure to be with you all.
Well, what an honor. And could you tell us, we're almost a couple thousand miles away from you, but we're excited about this truth. It's caught on like wildfire around the country that we need to advocate for the personhood of the unborn.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can tell you this. I really was convicted about a year ago in regards to my fight here in Maryland for marriage, because I've been fighting that fight for a number of years. Mm. And I was truly convicted that how could I continue to fight for marriage so passionately when I've never really fought for the issue of life?
Wow.
And I committed before an audience of about 400 people last year that I didn't know exactly what I would do legislatively, but this year I would take up the cause of the unborn and add it to my marriage battle. And I've done that now, and I'm really excited about the opportunity to focus on the miracle and the majesty of life. I am convinced that the death and destruction of abortion is a horrible, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But on my front here in Maryland, my goal is to not focus on the death and destruction of abortion, but to focus on the miracle and the majesty of life, and to focus on the technology that's available to us today and the ability to look into the womb in an incredible way that we couldn't do in 1973.
Well, it's true that it's becoming easier and easier to show people who are even hard-hearted that here's a baby who's sucking his thumb and playing with his toes, But if we think about, go back 2,400 years, the father of modern medicine wrote in the Hippocratic Oath, I will not cause an abortion.
Right.
That's 2,400 years ago. I think from the beginning, Don Dwyer, I bet from the beginning, mothers have referred to the baby in their womb. Right?
Oh, there's no doubt.
They don't call it a tumor. And
right.
I think the Mosaic Law, even in Exodus 21, that's 3,500 years ago, shows us, equates the life of the fetus in the womb with a person.
Right.
So it's not as though all the killing of all these children by Planned Parenthood and an army of an abortionist, it's not as though they had no responsibility.
Absolutely not.
Because they didn't know.
That's
but,
right.
But 3D and 4D ultrasound makes it even easier to show even the hardest of hearts.
That's right. I think it removes the question. And I think that, well, we know that based on recent accounts, and when I say recent, I'm talking in the last 10 years, we know that when women see the sonogram and they see the fact that that's a little baby growing inside of them, the majority of them, the vast majority of them, turn away from their decision to consider an abortion. Mm. And thank God for that technology. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a tool. I mean, we didn't need a study in genetics to know that it was wrong to enslave a black man, or DNA to
That's
know
right.
the Holocaust was wrong.
That's exactly right.
So we know it's a baby. It's always right. been a baby. When it comes out prematurely, it's a little baby, you know. But it's easier to show people who are even more determined that, hey, you're talking about killing a little child.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And honestly, in my state, I think that debate is long overdue, and I can't wait for the opportunity to present it and to have women come up and share their life, share the miracle of life and birth with the members of my legislative body so that we can, again, if nothing else this year, at least we can open up that debate and have an honest and open discussion on the issue that life begins at conception. And I think clearly it can be proved today that it does without question. And I can't wait to see what the response of my colleagues here in Maryland is going to be.
Wow.
I expect for it to be a little bit of a battle, but at the same time, I would hope that we can, again, continue to focus on the miracle of life. I'm not trying to take anybody's rights away from them. I'm trying to extend the rights that every other human being has to the right of the human being that is still in the womb.
Don, this morning I was at DU Law School, University of Denver Law School, speaking with students there about where do rights come from. And those who said they come from the government or the Constitution, the follow-up was, well, what if the government says that you could own blacks, or in Saudi Arabia that women cannot drive? Isn't it true that they'd be violating the rights of those minorities, for example?
Absolutely.
And the students recognized that. And one young guy, he came up and he said, rights come from God. They come from our Creator. And that was the statement that nobody could shoot down.
That's right.
Because that's where rights come from. So the unborn child has inherent human rights from his Creator.
Exactly.
Even the Declaration of Independence gets it right, I think.
I was going to say, well, you know, that's basically the foundation of an American view of law and government is found in the Declaration of Independence. And it clearly identifies that the rights that we have, the unalienable rights, are unalienable because they come from the Creator God. The founders understood that and they got it right.
Yeah,
and we want to ignore that today.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson wrote, we hold these truths to be self-evident. And by the way, he's not a conservative Christian by any definition.
That's
we
exactly.
hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life. So obviously the right to life is not granted by the government, but
That's
it
correct.
Comes to us from our Creator.
Well, the other important part about that sentence that you just read is we hold these truths to be self-evident. That means that there is such a thing as absolute truth, at least recognized under an American view of law and government.
Don Dwyer, now we call you a representative. There in Maryland, you're a delegate. That's your
in
title.
In Maryland, we still hold to the colonial days of delegates.
Okay. So you're delegate Don Dwyer, But is it all right if I slip and call you representative?
I don't mind at all.
All right.
I don't mind at all.
So, Representative Dwyer, it's so exciting what you just said. There is truth.
Absolute truth.
The Denver, you may never have gone to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.
No.
But the curator, Dr. Kirk Johnson, he and I were debating in front of the media, in front of a group of 50 people, about whether truth exists. And he denied that truth exists. And I asked him, I said, well, Dr. Johnson, do you exist? I thought we could have some common ground.
There you go.
And he said, I don't know. and Delegate Dwyer, this is, you know, he's committed to an atheistic evolutionary view where an unborn child is, it's just like bacteria.
Let me say this. That disqualifies him from having any authority in America. Because under an American view of law and government, we recognize that there is absolute truth, we recognize that there is a creator God, and we recognize that our rights come from that creator God.
Wow.
So therefore, even an ACLU attorney who believes in nothing, is basically an atheist, those individuals don't have the authority to practice law under an American view of law and government.
They're disqualified.
They should be disqualified because they don't understand the very premise of an American view of law and government.
That's all brilliant what you've said. I would add that should be true of every government in every nation throughout the centuries. If you deny truth, if you deny the creator, you're not qualified. But you know what else is funny? If Dr. Johnston doesn't exist, of course he can't have authority over
exactly
our system of government.
Exactly
so
right.
It is pretty funny. Now, I'd like to ask you, I believe you are, that you know, a dear friend of this radio program, Bob Inyart Live. We've been on the air for 18 years. We're on a 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT.
But God bless you for doing that.
Well, you're very welcome, Don. But the president of American Right to Life, Columbine Dad, Brian Rohrbaugh, I believe you know Brian.
I do. I met him about a month ago, and I was incredibly overwhelmed to hear his story. And it's as a result of his statements and his commitment and conviction to this issue that I've introduced the personhood bill in Maryland. I can no longer support a piece of legislation that ends with, and then you can kill the baby.
Oh, my.
And I want to make a confession. A year ago, I would not have been able to say that. A year ago, I would have supported a parental consent piece of legislation or any other legislation that was attempting, or at least giving the appearance of moving in the right direction, and I can't do that any longer.
Praise God. Delegate Don Dwyer, I am so encouraged. Of course, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of Christian pro-lifers who've advocated these bills.
They are confused and don't understand. And I would say, please try not to hold it against them.
Right.
Try to educate them.
Yeah, that's a great point. Their
because
intentions.
A year ago, you would have wanted to persecute me for being on the wrong side.
Well,
and it was simply an education that brought me around to where I am today, to be the champion of this issue in my state, and I'm honored to do it.
Amen, Don Dwyer. And the intention is to obey God and to save the innocent.
Amen.
Although sometimes things backfire. We don't do what we think we're doing. In fact, in the Bible, God got angry at the people of Israel. He said everyone was doing what was right in his own eyes.
Right.
And God said, you need to do what's right in my eyes.
Exactly right.
Not in your own eyes. And so Roe v. Wade regulated the killing of unborn children. And so all these variations, laws that regulate it, but they end it with, and then you could kill the baby. And the effect is, Don, it looks like in our federal judiciary, the Republican pro-life presidents have nominated about 60% of the federal judiciary, yet it is overwhelmingly pro-choice.
That's a sad statement, but it's true.
Yeah.
And it should never be about party. It should always be about principle.
Yeah.
And that's the side that I stand on and always will.
Wow. So what could we do, Don, Delegate Don Dwyer, what could we do in Colorado? We have listeners around the country. We have listeners in Maryland. We take calls from there. What can we do to help you guys? I know there's an official website.
There is. It's called mdpersonhood.com. That's the first thing I would direct you to, because there will be instructions on there as we get moving, telling people what to do, who they can call, and how they can help us. The biggest thing is that If you know of other programs that would be willing to do interviews from the outside, that's how we're going to force the local media to address this issue. We need people talking about it around the country as to what we're doing in Maryland to force our local media to address it. Otherwise, it's not going to get very much play through the media here locally. And I know that if we can cause enough stir on the outskirts, they'll be forced to address it here in the state of Maryland. So that's what you all can do to help.
Well, Brian Rohrbach called me when he heard that you had introduced this and asked for me to contact our talk radio host friends to get the word out.
That's what we need to do.
And also, they're sending out a press release encouraging all pro-lifers to support the Maryland Personhood Amendment.
That's great.
So I think the word is going to get out. The website is mdpersonhood.com.
And then I also have a personal email address. It's don@delegatedewire.com. And that's delegate, D-E-L-E-G-A-T-E, and then D-W-Y-E-R.com. That's how you can reach me by email, and I would appreciate the encouragement.
Okay, that's don@delegatedwire.com.
That's correct.
And just a word to you, Don, from Brian Rohrbach. They have emailed, I think, to your assistant, Cindy, some materials, including pictures of snowflake children, kids who were adopted as frozen embryos, that you might be able to use in your battle.
I'm planning to do that. Absolutely, and I did get that information, and I'm grateful to you all.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we'll be in touch.
May God bless you. Delegate
Don
Dwyer.
God bless you and your listeners.
Okay, we'll follow that. We will keep you all informed as to how Maryland's Personhood Amendment, and by the way, that's the name of the bill. The name of the bill, I have it right here in my hands. This is a bill entitled An Act Concerning, and then in bold, Maryland Personhood Amendment. So this is the Maryland Personhood Amendment that is just so very thrilling. And the amendment states explicitly that the right to life, that it is, quote, vested in all human beings from the beginning of biological development, from the beginning of their biological development. And that's great wording. And, you know, in Colorado, the Personhood Amendment that we here at Bob and Your Live fought for over a year, year and a half, so strenuously, 2 years almost, that Personhood Amendment, the wording of that amendment was not quite perfect. There was nothing immoral with it, but so it did not affirm the killing of any certain kids. So it wasn't immoral, but it wasn't as good as it could have been. And an ethicist, a doctor on staff at Georgetown University, Dr. Diane Irving, she wrote an article criticizing the Colorado Personhood Amendment. And it was pretty harsh because the way it was worded from fertilization, she pointed out, and she is an expert, Dr. Diane Irving is an expert in these matters. She pointed out that there are many ways that human beings come into existence that are not through sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction is when a sperm fertilizes an egg. That's the moment of fertilization. But there are other ways that human beings come into existence, and fertility clinics are experimenting with all kinds of ways. And one of the ways is something that also occurs in nature. You have one sperm fertilizes one egg, and then you have the beginning of a brand new human being, 46 chromosomes, 23 and 23. And as that zygote begins to grow, it doubles. It doubles again, it doubles again, and then sometimes one or two cells break off naturally. They break off, and those two cells, if this happens early enough in the reproductive cycle, those two cells can become another human being. So they become a twin, an identical twin. So genetically identical twin. So there was not a second sperm fertilizing a second egg to make the second person. It's a process known as twinning. And so fertilization clinics, they know this. So they will take a zygote that's growing in a test tube, and they will break off some cells, and they will artificially bring about twinning. And there are other methods, including cloning of human beings, which, with God's help, will win the fight and stop human beings from being cloned like animals. But we may not win that fight. And that may certainly proceed, as is happening in other countries. And so we need wording that will protect all children from the beginning of their biological development, from the moment of their sexual or asexual reproduction, which includes from fertilization. Now, the most beautiful term is conception. That's the beautiful term. The problem is, almost 30 years ago now, the dictionaries redefined fertilization, the medical dictionaries, the law dictionaries, and they did this very intentionally because they wanted to sell abortifacients, chemical weapons, pesticides that kill tiny boys and girls. They wanted to sell abortifacients, chemical abortion products that could be sold as a contraceptive instead of an abortifacient. But they couldn't do that if it killed the baby coming through the fallopian tube and entering into the womb. It'd be killing that little embryo. It'd be after conception. So the abortion industry, the birth control industry, Planned Parenthood, they intentionally redefined conception to be, instead of that moment when that new human being comes into existence, when the sperm meets the egg, instead of that moment, they said it's days later when the fertilized egg implants into the uterine wall, the uterus. And that was just wicked, of course. And they did that, and they have spent decades now selling women on chemical abortifacients. So that's pretty tragic. But that's why the word conception, you could use the word conception, but then your amendment, your bill, has to clarify that you're talking about from the beginning of biological development, which includes from fertilization. And Dr. Diane Irving, Brian Rohrbaugh, was on a conference call with Delegate Dwyer a few weeks ago, just before this bill, as the bill was being written and before it was introduced. And Brian urged Delegate Dwyer to contact Diane Irving and to ask for her input on the wording. And we are so thankful. We here, those of us at Bob and Yurt Live, are so thankful because Diane Irving is the expert on these issues, the nation's leading expert. Real exciting. Let's go to Denver. Rick, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? First time I've called in. I've listened to your show for a while.
All right, welcome.
And support everything you do. I mostly agree with you.
All right, I'm so excited. And Rick, and guess what? I agree with you, too.
Okay, good, good. Well, hopefully. Hey, yeah. Just let me ask a question. I heard you talking, I heard most of your show today, and when you talk about cloning being wicked, I'm curious, as a Christian, life wouldn't happen without God's involved, without God allowing it to happen. And you don't kill anything to clone.
Okay.
So,
all right. I think I could already identify a logical fallacy in your argument.
Okay, go. Tell me.
Okay. How about raping a child? Raping a child doesn't happen without God allowing it to happen, so therefore it must be okay.
So what you're saying is cloning is a sin?
No. What I'm saying is that the argument you just used had a logical fallacy in it.
Right, I understand. I mean, you're taking it to another extreme and saying that sin would be causing a life. But I'm not saying cloning is sin.
We could talk through the issue of cloning. Mm-hmm. All I did so far, Rick, was to say if you have a valid argument, mm-hmm. It's different than the one you first stated. So we could talk through cloning, but we're in the last moments of the program.
Okay.
But let's do this. Could you in the next few weeks call in early in the program?
Sure.
And we'll have a discussion on cloning.
Okay. And I'll have a better way to state it.
Yes. That's effective, right?
Iron
sharpens iron.
Exactly.
And so we got to talk it through. You know, when organ transplants started, there were Christians who said, oh, that's against God's law. And why? They didn't have any valid argument for that. When Benjamin Franklin invented the lightning rod, there were Christians who said, well, that goes against God because God aims the lightning bolts to punish people. And, of course, that was just superstition.
Yeah.
And Christians look silly. So let's talk about cloning, and I'll listen carefully to your argument. And, Rick, if by any chance you can't get in, just call before or after the show, and we'll set up a time for you to call.
Cool. Appreciate it. May God bless you.
May God bless you. Appreciate that. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. This effort of Bob and Yart Live to bring people to acknowledge the principles revealed by God. He is our creator. He is our Lord. We need to humble ourselves before him. This effort is worthwhile. And through teaching the same biblical principles on the air, radio and TV, for 18 years, 5 days a week, it's making an impact. There is a sphere of influence that goes far beyond Denver, Colorado, where pastors of churches, Sunday school teachers, authors, singers, entertainers are recognizing the truth of God's word as they've heard it taught here at Bob and Yart Live. We need your help to stay on the air another year. We're at $11,215 toward our goal of $20,000 for our annual broadcast telethon at Bob and Yart Live. Please call us 800-836-9278. Yesterday, somebody came to the studio and they had an iPod Touch. Is that what it's called? iPod Touch. And they had Bible software on it. And they said, hey, look at this. The Bible software website that distributes this, they have a links section and they link to kgov.com. So here's iPod Touch Bible software for that product that you get online, and when you go to buy it, it links, that website links to kgov.com. What is the influence of one person who spends 18 years telling people we need to humble ourselves before God and trust in his word and believe in Jesus Christ, that he made us, and it's up to him. It's not up to us to decide what is right and wrong. He has created us, and because he has created us with a will that we are creatures, we are responsible to obey his moral precepts. Our phone number, 800-8-NYART, 800-836-9278, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. Our website, kgov.com. This is Bob and Yart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.